Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The second baseman, Bob Sadowski. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Cunningham. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Al Smith. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cam Carrion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Fisher. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Fisher. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ty Cline. Batting second. The left fielder, Don Dillard. Batting third. The first baseman, Tito Francona. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Donovan. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dick Donovan. And now, play ball. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline hits a pop-up towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops it up and throws to first, with Fisher covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona juggles the ball. That's an error on Francona. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell takes first base on ball four. Robinson moves to second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Robinson moves to third. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Donovan fields it and throws to home to get Robinson. Maxwell moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Carrion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a line drive towards third. Phillips reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski is 0-for-1 in the game. Sadowski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Klein. Sadowski reaches second base with a double. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-1 in the game. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sadowski scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano fires to first and picks off Cunningham. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio misplays the ball. That's an error on Aparicio. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sadowski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kindle moves to second. One out. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-1 in the game. Klein hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0-for-1 in the game. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops it up and throws to first, with Fisher covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson strikes out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Maxwell hits a fly ball into center field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sadowski fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Romano moves to second. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Romano scores. Held moves to second. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Held scores. Phillips moves to third. Kindle moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 0 for 1 in the game. Donovan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sadowski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrion strikes out. 1 out. Eddie Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline is 0 for 2 in the game. Cline hits a pop-up towards first. Cunningham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0 for 2 in the game. Dillard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dillard moves to third. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 2 in the game. Kirkland hits a pop-up towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Sadowski hits a fly ball into left field. Dillard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cunningham takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. Cunningham moves to second. 2 outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Held strikes out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham juggles the ball. That's an error on Cunningham. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kindle hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 0-for-2 in the game. Donovan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Donovan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Klein. Smith reaches second base with a double. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a line drive towards first. Francona reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0-for-2 in the game. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nellie Fox pinch hits for Eddie Fisher. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Donovan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dean Stone now pitching. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-3 in the game. Klein strikes out. One out. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dillard hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Francona for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-3 in the game. Kirkland hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sadowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sadowski takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cunningham hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kirkland, who is chasing the ball. Cunningham reaches third base with a triple. Sadowski goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Indians. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cunningham scores. It's White Sox, 3, Indians, 3. Mike Hershberger pinch hits for Charlie Maxwell. Bob Hartman now pitching. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to second. Bill Daly now pitching. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Hershberger moves to second. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Dillard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Floyd Robinson now playing left field. Mike Hershberger now playing right field. Dom Zanni now pitching. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Romano hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio misplays the ball. That's an error on Aparicio. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-3, Indians. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kindle takes first base on ball 4. Bill Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zanni fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline is 0-for-4 in the game. Cline hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zanni fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0-for-3 in the game. Carrion strikes out. One out. Bob Roselli pinch hits for Dom Zanni. Bob Roselli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roselli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.